Now, when it comes to different types of design of the telescope, there are several types, and I'll discuss the three basic ones. Here is so-called Newtonian focal arrangement, the one that was first proposed by Isaac Newton. So here is the objective mirror that focuses the light towards the focal point. But of course, we would like to be able to see the image, right? So we have to redirect that light out of the telescope. So for that, one uses this secondary mirror that simply redirects the light out of the telescope. There is a hole in the telescopic tube, and there is a lens that is functioning as the eyepiece. So with telescopes that have Newtonian focal arrangement, the viewing is done on the side of the telescope. Okay, so here's the cross-section of the telescopic tube. It uses concave mirror as the objective, so which then, as we discussed before, redirects the light rays coming from a distant star to the focal point. Okay, but then we need this so-called secondary mirror to redirect the light out. And then we have an aperture on the side of the body, and we view the image through the eyepiece. Okay, and most telescopes for, you know, amateur astronomers are basically of this design. The second one is so-called Cassegrain focal arrangement. Again, a mirror is used as the objective, which focuses the light towards the focal point. But now the secondary mirror redirects the collected light through the hole in the objective, so that the viewing is done behind the objective. The eyepiece is now placed here. So you can say, well, I mean, don't I lose some light by drilling a hole through the objective mirror? Well, you lose the light also with Newtonian focal arrangement, right? Because you basically, this secondary mirror here will block certain amount of light coming from the star and prevents it from hitting the mirror. So it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. They are basically the same in terms of their ability to collect the light. But now the viewing is done not to the side of the telescope, but behind the objective mirror. Okay, so this is a so-called Cassegrain focal arrangement. So again, we have a mirror as the objective, but now there is a hole in the mirror to let the light through out of the telescope. So again, the light rays coming from a distant star, say, are redirected towards the focal point. But now we use a concave mirror secondary mirror and this of course is the objective mirror, to redirect the light out. And then the eyepiece is located here, and the viewing is done behind the objective mirror.